This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Freddie Joyner from Reuters reports.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, in New York, Columbia's embattled president, Manoush Shafiq, has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese Minister of Public Security Wang Chuhong in a meeting on bilateral cooperation in areas including counter-narcotics and law enforcement. Blinken says he appreciated the cooperation in counter-narcotics with China and that there's more that needs to be done.
Our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Both Blinken and Wang echoed the recent communication between the presidents of the two countries. I'm Charles de Letesma.
This is VOA News. The U.S. is pulling troops from Chad and Niger, as the African nations question its counterterrorism role. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad and the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned to Niger. The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Egypt has sent high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. At the same time, Egypt warned that a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. As the war drags on and casualties mount, there is growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Friday's ceasefire talks were to focus on a limited exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners and the return of a significant number of displaced Palestinians to northern Gaza. Trump's former executive assistant concludes her testimony in his hush money trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court.
We sit here day after day after day, which is their plan.
Trump also invited President Biden to a debate.
We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
In an interview, President Biden said he would debate Trump in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The flame that will burn at the Paris Olympics has been formally handed over to French organizers. Their ceremony on Friday was held in the all-marble stadium where the first modern games were held in Athens in 1896. The flame will depart the southern French port city of Marseille on Saturday on a 19th century French sailing ship to make landfall 12 days later after a journey across the Mediterranean Sea. The flame was kindled on April 16th at Olympia in southern Greece, where the ancient games were held for more than 1,000 years. The Paris Games open on July 26th. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.